Today, though, I'm heading for the water, and more precisely, Torside Reservoir and the Glossop and District Sailing Club.
John Mather is chairman of the club, which now has about 120 members.
Right, Martin, let's go sailing.
Oh, forgot my hat. Gotta look the part.
Certainly do.
Snug fit, too.
Good.
I turn slightly to the right here, so just go around for right.
There's one other thing you can do when you're chest deep.
Torside Reservoir makes for excellent sailing, even in conditions like today, when there's just a light wind. For a beginner like me, there's a lot to learn.
Like any sport, you must know your own limitations. So in your first season of sailing, there will be days when other people go out sailing when you should look at the wind and say, no, it's too windy for me, I'm not going out today.
For a year, I'm a light breeze man.
For a year, you're a light breeze man, and you live to see the second one then. A second-hand boat of the sort that you'd start with should cost around £400 or £500. The more money you spend, the better condition it's going to be in, just like buying a second-hand car. But the good thing about the £400 or £500 boat is that that's going to last you for seasons, and you don't have to pay out anything more. Every day that you're available, that you've got free to sail, you can go and sail it. So just to prove that you are in control of how much the boat's leaning, if you, with your hand on that handle, lean out from the boat, you'll see that you can make it go flat. I'm not moving at all now. You're in complete control of how upright this boat is. If you lean in again, the boat's going to heel over. And if you lean out, which you'll need to do now...
That's because your bottom's in the water.
Only a bit, though. Lucky I'm not easily scared. So one of the things we do on a sailing course anyway is immediately show people that they are in control of how much the boat heels. And if we did go in the water, you'll find it's no worse than jumping off a springboard in a swimming pool, or falling off a springboard in a swimming pool.
In fact, you actually teach capsizing, don't you?
We do. We warn the people about it beforehand, and they're usually a little worried and saying, do we have to do it? But once they've come out from a capsize, they say, well, I didn't see what the worry was. And we say, that was the point of taking you through a capsize. In actual fact, there's nothing to get worried about. Yes, you get wet, and yes, you get back in the boat again.
This is now sailing.
Now, this is the difficult bit. With your front leg, which is the left one, try and put it up where your bum is at the moment. Just that. Now, the only thing you have to do is get your hands on that and take your hat, straighten those legs nice and properly. And put both hands on the blue rope, straighten your left leg, Bend your right leg a little. That's it. Look forward. You, sir, are trapezing. Keep yourself nice and steady. Hands on that. Brilliant. Front leg braced. Front leg nice and straight. How are you doing up there, sir?
Yeah, I'm fine.
All right. Yahoo! And if you see me getting wet, pull it in a bit, see it flapping, pull in a touch.
The dinghy season starts at the end of March and finishes at the end of August. Family membership with the Glossop and District Sailing Club costs £85 a season. It's £70 for individuals and £35 for students.